Anyway, I've got Nick Spur from Spirelli's today. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Yvonne.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
Good trip up. It wasn't exactly far to come, though.
Yes, it was. It was a nice drive up.
Okay. Okay. First, I want to find out about you. I know you're called Nick Spur, and what I'm guessing is that that has something to do with Spirelli's name, is it?
It has. Yes. It's really a bit tongue in cheek. There's nothing really Italian about me. My surname is Spur, and we just put the LE on the back of it to give it that little Italian twist.
It does. I really did think it was. I mean, a friend of mine obviously told me about Spirelli's, and I haven't been there yet. And I must pop along. But now you've brought me a bit of ice cream, I really have to. I just assumed that you were from Italian extract somewhere along the way. What on earth made you start an ice cream parlour? Is it called a parlour? I mean, you call yourself a boutique.
We call it a boutique lounge, ice cream lounge. We've tried to create a lounge-type feel, and a parlour perhaps is a little bit dated, and we wanted to create something a little bit different where it was attractive to a wide audience, mm-hmm. from young children to perhaps courting couples and older people. Mm-hmm. Most people really enjoy the ambiance that we created.
Uh-huh. There's no alcohol?
There is, yes. Latterly we applied for an alcohol license,
right, uh-huh.
and we really hoped to sort of dovetail it in with a sort of street cafe culture.
Mm-hmm.
We have outside seating, mm-hmm. Throughout the summer months.
I read about the Labradors like ice cream, is that right?
They do, yes, they do indeed.
Because I'm sure my dogs would.
Yes, well. And we put a little dog bowl out, not full of ice cream, but full of water.
Uh-huh.
But the alcohol is really just a nice blend for people who want perhaps an Italian wine, a Prosecco, or a small bottle of Italian beer.
Yeah, just with a meal or whatever. I mean, you do serve food as well, do you?
We not really, no. We are true to the ice cream. We do a little bit of patisserie.
Mm-hmm.
We do fantastic coffee,
mm-hmm.
Tea and coffee, soft drinks. But the real ethos of the business is the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've just been you've been training for just over a year now.
Yes, we opened on the August bank holiday last year.
Well, that was quite late in the summer.
It was. The process took quite a while after having carried out a sort of fair amount of study and business plan on the business.
Mm-hmm.
We looked long and hard at it. And then we had to go through the process of converting the building, going through planning and building regs.
Is it an old chandlery? Ropes?
It is, yes. Yeah. Paint, ropes, material, nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
And it's where we used to sell marine fittings from.
Right.
But unfortunately, as a standalone business, it wasn't particularly viable. And we decided to progress the plans for the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so did you have a passion for ice cream in the first place? I mean, my husband loves ice cream, so he would be a candidate for either testing it or actually selling it. But is that where you're coming from, or did you just think that's a good market?
No, I do have a passion for ice cream. I have a passion for food generally. I love tastes,
a lot
of flavours.
As if you would. You're not overweight. You keep fit,
yeah? Mind you, if I keep tasting all my ice cream, sure. I probably will be. But I like to keep as fit as I can. But no, the food is a strong part of our lives. And I think also that I've always got happy memories of eating ice cream as a youngster with my family.
By the sea.
Yes, maybe. Absolutely. Uh-huh. And so, you know, it was a natural evolution for our building.
Mm-hmm. What I was thinking was, you see, when I was thinking about, you know, why would you start ice cream? There are quite a few manufacturers of ice cream locally, aren't there?
There are some very good ones.
Yeah, and I just thought, well, why would you want to do another one? But obviously you think you've got something extra. And from having, when we're going to talk about later, about the awards, you've obviously come in on and just dived in there and got some more awards. And
we have. I think the thing with artisan ice cream is that everybody who makes ice cream can put their own little influence on it, and mm-hmm. the market that we have sort of regionally or locally, the people that are making ice cream all have slightly different offerings,
right.
Both in their flavours but also the environment from which they sell it.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't necessarily appeal to everybody. We'd like to.
Yeah,
but indeed,
you're the only one on the coast. Is that right, or is there one in Berwick?
To my knowledge, I think we are the only one in a true coastal location,
uh-huh.
yes.
Yeah, so they do have their own features.
They do.
You know, whether it's a mill or up in the fields and
or farm-based. Yes, yeah. Quite a lot of them are farm-based.
Yeah, I did wonder why you thought you were different, but you obviously you must have done some research.
We did a lot of research.
Did you?
The cost implication to go into this ice cream business is quite high.
Is that with all the equipment?
With all the equipment, mm-hmm. and indeed the conversion work for the building. Mm-hmm. So we needed to be quite certain, especially starting off in the depth of a recession, mm-hmm. we needed to be certain that we were going to see some return on it and indeed to see a successful business grow from it.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, the local people have embraced it, mm-hmm. and Ambles has its fair share of visitors, so we've enjoyed a tremendous growth period.
I did wonder, because I wondered whether it was mainly local people that came. You must get regulars though, do you?
We do. We've got a super support from local customers. Some just pop in for coffee and a chat. Some come in regularly for ice cream. Mm-hmm. Some take ice cream home and take it away to...
So you actually put it in boxes for them, like you brought a box in today?
We can provide it either in a polystyrene container, which I understand will get as far as Nottingham and still be in really great condition,
really?
Frozen.
Uh-huh.
And we also do little half-litre take-home tubs.
Mm-hmm. Do you wholesale? I mean, now that you're making it yourself, obviously it's your brand, so do you have a market outside of Amble?
We do. It's very slow and very embryonic in its growth. We've recently started supplying a small restaurant in Alnmouth, and we do two restaurants in Amble.
Right.
But I have to say, when we were doing the business plan, we anticipated that the wholesale business would grow much quicker.
Did you?
But we've been so busy in the local sales that we haven't developed that side of the business, but that is an area of the business that is very naturally growing now, mm-hmm. especially highlighted by our recent awards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't. It does amaze me that you could build your business at this time, because obviously things are generally cutting back, and you'd think something like ice cream was a bit of a luxury to have on an afternoon. But do you find that with a lot of things to do with food, people will eat anyway, so they're not going to stint themselves? Or?
They do, and I think that generally a spend at Spirelli is quite small, so even a family, for whatever circumstances, if, I don't know, Dad's lost his job or perhaps they're struggling with a big bill one month,
mm-hmm.
as a family unit they still like a little treat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they can come out for a coffee or a tea and mm-hmm. a couple of ice creams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily a big spend, and it's not going to break the bank for them that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What we obviously rely on is a nice flow of people coming in. Unfortunately, we see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, when I was younger, we used to go down to Newbiggin. You know, I'm talking.
Yes, yes.
In the 60s, I used to go with my grandparents onto the. Do you remember? Are you from this area?
I've spent most of my working life in the northeast, mm-hmm. and I know Newbiggin, and I know that there was an ice cream
on the corner. Yeah, there was
maker there. Yes,
and also in Ashington, which was my sort of hometown, there was an ice cream place, and I would assume they made their own ice cream called Pieroni's.
Right.
And I would say they were Italian. And I think,
yes.
I remember them being Italian. And their ice cream just had that different flavour.
Mm.
It was almost, well, it was very fatty. It was a very fatty ice cream. I mean, that's a thing. Are any of yours low calorie? or is that not to be asked?
We do sorbet as well as ice cream.
Right.
Now, a true ice cream for European, or certainly UK and European legislation, has to be of certain fat content.
Right.
So it has to have a certain amount of cream.
Otherwise you can't call it that.
That's right. Yeah. And so we have to be quite careful about what we call the ice creams. But we do make true gelato, which is a lower fat content.
Oh, yeah.
We make ice cream, which has the appropriate level of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And we also make granita and sorbet.
What's a granita?
It's basically a water ice. So there's no dairy product in it. Mm-hmm. It's purely
egg. Is it egg and...
No, it's sugar. There are stabilizers in it, which mm-hmm. could be egg.
Mm-hmm.
We don't use egg. The sugar, of which unfortunately there is a little bit, and depending on the flavour, we make a gin and tonic or an orange or a lemon, pink grapefruit, many different flavours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're just starting to develop some ciders, cider sorbets.
So they are two separate things though, the gelati and this
the gelato.
Gelato.
They are, yes.
Yeah.
gelato is really the true Italian form of ice cream. Mm. It is a lower fat content, mm-hmm. and that's why the Italians typically might have two or three gelato or ice cream a day.
Right,
but it is a lower fat content, so.
There's nothing which going for Italians once they get to a certain age because they've got that pasta. No wonder that sort of blow out pasta and ice cream. I mean, it sounds idyllic, but it probably doesn't do you any good long term. I was going to ask you why Amble, but I think you've answered that question now. If you were, if your company, I mean, I did also read, and I can tell by your whole demeanour and your age and everything, and I'm not being rude here, but I know that wasn't, the ice cream isn't your first job, is it?
You didn't come
from school and go straight into ice cream. So what was that before that?
Well, I left home at 16 and I had always wanted to be a wooden boat builder or a boat builder. And I left home and moved to South Shields, where I served my craft apprenticeship as a wooden boat builder.
In the technical college there?
I went there part-time.
At
South Shields Marine and Technical College.
Uh-huh.
I was employed by a company in South Shields.
Right.
And got what I believe to be one of the last really good traditional wooden boat building apprenticeships.
Yeah.
And that was linked with attending college on a day release basis.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked for them for about 6 years and then moved down to Southampton back to study.
Were these all small boats? Smallish?
We used to build fishing boats.
Right.
And boats typically up to about 65, 70 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then moved to Southampton, carried on with some studying, and then I went out to the States for a little while, and then back to...
All to do with boats?
All to do with boats. I've always been in boats, mm-hmm. yes. And I then came back to the Northeast about 20 years ago, and we've been in Amble ever since.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And is it a family-run business? I mean, there's obviously yourself, and I know your wife has a big part in it.
Yes.
Are the other family, or...?
We have a son, Ben, but mm-hmm. he's not involved directly in the boatyard, mm-hmm. although he is a director of Spirelli.
All right. Uh-huh.
About 6 years ago, we sold off a small part of the boatyard mm-hmm. For development, mm-hmm. And that was really when the business was at a crossroads, mm-hmm. Financially, and we needed to upgrade the yard quite substantially by a new quay wall, a lifting dock and a lifting hoist,
mm-hmm.
and move away from the old traditional slipways.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the liberation of that land paid for those changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the marina itself, I mean, when did that start? How long ago is that now? It seems years ago that the marina developed.
From memory, the marina is somewhere around 24, 25 years old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's about right.
The boatyard's been there well over 100 years,
mm-hmm.
And has, through the passage of time, has changed hands a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And are you quite involved in sailing yourself now?
I am, yes. It's probably my first passion.
above ice cream.
Yes, I sail. I enjoy competitive sailing, racing.
Right. Uh-huh.
But I have to say, this year, the use of the boat and our sailing has been very, very limited.
Was this because of the pressure of the
new business, yes.
I suppose it was a bad choice in a way, because I would have thought, and I might be wrong here, but you do less sailing in the winter, and... ice cream, you do more eating in the summer and you want to be out on your boat, but you've got to take your priorities, haven't you?
You have indeed. Okay. As I say, we were keen to give the business the best start that we could, mm-hmm. and it's been a very progressive one, so the sailing has taken a back seat.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And does your wife, obviously she's there now, you said when you came in that you've left the girls, is that... the girls, one of your
wives? Yeah, well, Katie, she's actually just finished a 12-day stint. Again, we've had to learn to work with full and part-time staff, mm-hmm. in this business profile. We're open 7 days a week.
I saw that.
And it can be quite a juggle to get the balance, mm-hmm. of... days off and holidays, and at the moment we've just got a little bit of holiday catch-up time for other members of staff. So
she's done 12 days off.
She's done 12 days on the trot, so she's having a well-earned day off today.
I think she should, just the one day.
I'm not sure.
Oh, that sounds dodgy. Hope she's listening. You did the Alec Fair.
We did, yes.
How was that?
It was fabulous. It was fantastic for us. It's the first time we've been involved with the fair, and I can't believe I've never visited it before, mm. just as a visitor. There was tremendous... of course, the weather was superb for the weekend. We had what we felt was a great reception to our ice cream. to perhaps people that hadn't previously tried it. We had a solid queue for 2 days.
Really?
over the weekend.
And we enjoyed the competition as well, didn't you?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm, that was very good. Obviously, they wanted to taste yours as well, didn't they?
Yes, I have to say we were delighted, and we'll certainly be supporting the event in future years.
Mm-hmm. And have you got any plans for any other of the fairs? Because there are some around Northumberland, aren't there?
Yeah, it's another area of the business that we plan to work on. We're bearing in mind at the moment we're not particularly mobile, and the logistics of getting up to the fair for us was quite a challenge, keeping the product frozen, maintaining it, keeping our stocks supplied.
Yeah.
So we're working on that at the moment, and we certainly plan to support it again, but perhaps in a slightly different way.
Yeah. You can only learn when you do things like that.
You don't quite know how
it's going to work, and logistically, I suppose, heat from the good weather probably is against you in a way, but on the other hand, it makes people eat ice cream, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, it was interesting. We had typically butchers either side of us, and it was interesting to see how people's purchases went. Typically in the morning, people were interested in buying groceries and meat and bacon and sausages, and the ice cream was very slow to start, but by sort of late morning, right the way through the rest of the day, it was very busy.
Because people see afternoons as leisure time, and that's when you eat your ice cream.
Yes, indeed.
What I wanted to talk to you, the main reason for bringing you here actually was your awards, because obviously you set off last year, and then from what I've read, within a year you applied for how do you get an award? Do you have to apply for something or put yourself forward?
Well, we decided to set the bar quite high for ourselves, and so obviously we work towards developing our base ice cream. Now that's very individual to us, as it would be to any other ice cream maker, and we've worked tirelessly to get our ice cream base ice cream right, and that is the carrier.
Can I just interrupt a
Yes.
Who tests it? Do you taste it?
Yes, I do.
Maybe.
Indeed. Yes, and we've also worked hard with Italian gelato chefs. We visited various chefs in Italy, and we've also had them visit Spirelli and work with us to fine tune and just keep evolving our ice cream. Yes,
you really mean it, don't you?
We do, and we also work with. Whilst we do use local and regional foods for our flavours, we also use Italian flavourings from the Italian flavour houses. And again, we've worked with the Italian flavour houses to fine-tune their flavours with our ice cream. So, coming on to the awards, we decided that we'd like to attempt to get our ice cream sort of recognised on a national level. Mm-hmm. So we entered the Fine Food Awards, which are organised by the Guild of Fine Foods.
And this is national?
It's a national event, yes. So we sent five ice creams into the competition, and we were delighted to have received three awards on three of the ice creams.
Who's the judge?
Well, there's a large panel of judges. Perhaps the one that we really tuned into was Antonio Coluccio, who, as it was, loved our Sicilian pistachio ice cream.
He said something nice. He said, "Amazing, so smooth." That was what he said about your ice cream, didn't he?
Yes. Well, we had the opportunity to meet him at the awards dinner in London. So the process we went through after our 1, 2, and 3-star awards for the ice cream, we were then nominated for the Speciality of Food Award for the North of England, and invited to attend the dinner. And it was totally secretive. We weren't aware of any award coming our way.
So you really didn't know you were going to get something.
We were totally in the dark. So we had the opportunity to be at a pre-tasting event before the dinner, where we were able to talk and meet to many, many people, partly the judging panels, and also visitors who were coming, who were involved in the food industry, buyers for groups and all types of outlet. And then we entered into the dinner and the award ceremony, and lo and behold, we received our award.
Mm-hmm. So what was the actual title of your award?
It was the Speciality Food for the North of England.
And that covered other food?
It does, yes. It would, any speciality food producer is able to enter into. It could be a meat product, it could be cheese, it could be a nut oil, it could be almost anything. Mm-hmm. As it was, there was also another ice cream manufacturer in our category, who in fairness have been very, very successful in the past. Mm-hmm. They too were awarded 3-star for their product, mm-hmm. which was delicious.
That was a test that you tasted it as well.
And not taking anything away, we were obviously delighted to just to pit them at the post.
Yes, well, that's just healthy competition, isn't it?
It is, and indeed I'm sure that we'll meet them in future years, and mm-hmm. You know, as they wished us well, we too would wish them well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that you went to something like that early on in the stages of your business building, it does get your name out there, doesn't it? And wherever you want to go in the future, I would imagine, you know, you could end up with people like Prince Charles liking your ice cream, couldn't you?
Well, that would be a lovely thought.
You could get, what do you call it? A royal warrant,
yes.
Cool, that would be something.
That would be fabulous, wouldn't it? Yes.
And if you did it this quick, it would be pretty good, so.
Yes, well, we're not going to rest on our laurels. We will continue to find opportunity where we can continue to develop our product and to try and place it to get the maximum exposure we can.
Yeah, and have you found since then? What was that, a few weeks ago?
Yes, the awards sort of ran over a period of months, but the actual awards dinner was about 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks.
Yeah, because I saw it in the press. It was probably in the journal, wasn't it? I think there was quite a big spread of the whole thing. And I think I probably saw your picture there with getting the awards and things. But that, I just wondered if from that you've had people come to you now, I don't mean customers, but I mean people who might want you to supply them. Have people come up to you? Or?
We have. We've had a lot of inquiry since the award and since we've enjoyed the publicity from it. The difficulty that we're now experiencing is just looking into the ways of distribution. Mm-hmm. And again, this has come quite quickly for us, and it's an area of business that we've now got to develop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to take it forward, otherwise you decide you don't, I suppose. Because I did also read, there was a Karen Barnes from Delicious Food magazine. She said, "I thought your ice cream was the best I've ever tasted, and I don't say that lightly." So that's pretty good, isn't it?
We've had some wonderful comments.
I can't wait to get in that box. You know, I don't know, what is it?
We've brought some Sicilian pistachio, Anik rum and raisin, and white chocolate with Nutella.
Oh, nice. I know some.
So three very different flavours.
Yeah. Not the natural yogurt with wild berry, because that was your gold one, wasn't it?
Yes, we sold out of that over the weekend.
Otherwise, I might have had some of that. That's good. Anyway, I think we've got to know quite a lot about ice cream this morning. So I thank you very much, Nick, for coming in.
You're welcome, Yvonne. Thank you.
If you're listening any time on a Monday morning, you know to get your people and yourself to send me some requests, and I'll obviously say hello across the airwaves from Spirelli's, and I have to come down. I'm going to come down and see your place. So. Oh, it's open all winter, is that right?
It is, yes. The only day we plan to close is Christmas Day.
So you could even be open on Boxing Day?
Yes, we were last year, and we plan to this year.
And was it worth being open?
It was. It was actually a really fun day. We had all sorts of family units coming in and just still, you know, sharing their sort of Christmas period as a family. Yeah. Yes.
Do people come in from the boatyard?
Yes, we have a lot of customers coming in who are in the boatyard and come around for a coffee and an ice cream. Yeah. But I think that the Amble actually has quite a throughput of people visiting for perhaps the car boot sale or the Sunday market.
Right, yeah.
And also a lot of, you know, from the caravan park and also holiday accommodation.
So it's got quite a bigger population than you might think.
It has, yeah. Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
I mean, I do wonder if people coming along in their boats or the yachts maybe take a detour into Amble to get your ice cream.
Well, it would be nice to think so. Perhaps we'll even get to the point where we've got a mobile ice cream boat.
Or maybe one of the boys, you know, just stick them out, stick a flag up and say Spirelli's this way. It might be the way to do. Anyway, once again, thank you very much, Nick.
You're welcome. Thank you.